The Windows Runtime Audio Graph API is a new feature in Windows 10 that allows you to add audio routing, mixing, and processing to your app more quickly and easily than using native audio APIs. An audio graph is a set of input nodes, output nodes, and mixing nodes. You create connections between the nodes to define the flow of the audio data through the graph. Once your graph is set up, call the start method to start audio processing. All of these nodes are created using the Audio Graph class from the windows.media.audio namespace. Audio input nodes pass audio data into the graph. An audio input device node allows you to get audio from a hardware device, like a microphone, the audio inputs on your sound card, or a USB audio interface. The Device Information class makes it easy to get a list of all of the hardware devices connected to your computer. An Audio File Input node lets you add audio to the graph from an audio file on your PC. You can play back the whole file, set the start and end points, loop it, or adjust the playback speed to use it like a sample. An Audio Frame Input node lets you generate audio data in your own code and pass it into the audio graph. The node raises an event when the graph needs more audio data from you. You fill up a buffer and then pass it back into the graph. Submix nodes can be added to mix the output of multiple nodes into a single output. This allows you to adjust levels or add effects to a group of audio nodes. Audio data flows out of the graph through one or more output nodes. A device output node plays the resulting audio to speakers, a sound card, or an attached audio interface. A file output node writes the output data from a graph to a file. An audio frame output node lets you pass the output of the audio graph into custom code that you create. Add connections between the nodes in the graph to direct the flow of audio through the graph. Once your nodes are connected, start the graph and the audio flows through the nodes. When you stop the graph, all audio processing stops. Each node can be started and stopped individually. You can add multiple audio effects to any node in the graph. Windows 10 ships with echo, reverb, EQ, and limiter effects that you can use right out of the box. Or you can create your own effects. The Windows Runtime Audio Graph API provides a new way for you to create universal Windows platform apps that route, mix, and process audio. So rock on.